The soldiers took Jesus away to kill him. They made him carry a big wooden cross.
You can see it in the picture. The women in Jerusalem wept for Jesus. They all went to a place outside the city. It was called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull.
The soldiers took Jesus' clothes. They nailed him to the cross and left him there to die. Two other criminals were crucified beside him. For 3 hours, a great darkness covered the land.
After 6 hours on the cross, Jesus called out in triumph,
"It is finished!"
Then he gave up his spirit and died. The Roman officer was amazed and said,
"This man really was the Son of God."
Yes, Jesus died. His work on earth was finished. Jesus never sinned, but he came to die as a sacrifice for sin. All people have sinned against God, and the punishment for our sin is death and everlasting separation from God. No sin can be forgiven unless blood is offered. Jesus offered his blood as punishment for our sin when he died on the cross. God loved us so much that he gave his only Son to save us from everlasting death.
However, that was not the end of the story.
There was a disciple of Jesus named Joseph who came from Arimathea. He was a rich man. He had made a new tomb in a garden near the place where Jesus died. Nicodemus, the man who came to Jesus at night, helped Joseph. They took the dead body of Jesus down from the cross, and they laid the body in the new tomb. Some men rolled a great stone across the entrance. Then Pilate sent soldiers to guard the tomb.
On the third day after Jesus died, an amazing thing happened. Early that morning, an angel appeared at the tomb of Jesus. There was a great earthquake. The angel rolled back the stone at the entrance to the tomb, and he sat upon it. The soldiers were so afraid they fell down like dead men. Two of the women who followed Jesus went to look at the tomb. The angel said to the women,
"Do not be afraid. Jesus is not here. Go and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead."
The women ran and told the disciples, but they did not believe them. So Peter and John ran to the tomb. They saw that the body of Jesus was not there. The grave clothes were still in the tomb. Nobody had touched the grave clothes, but the body had gone. Then John believed. He knew that Jesus was not dead. He had come back to life again.
One of the women, called Mary Magdalene, stayed at the tomb. She was crying. Then she looked into the tomb and saw two angels. They said to her,
"Why are you crying?"
And suddenly, Jesus himself appeared. Mary did not know who he was. She thought he was the gardener who'd taken the body of Jesus. So she said,
"Tell me where you have put him."
And then Jesus said to her,
"Mary."
Immediately, she knew his voice. She knew it was really Jesus.
That same day, two disciples left Jerusalem to walk to a place called Emmaus. They were very sad. They talked about the death of Jesus. Suddenly, Jesus was walking beside them. Jesus walked with them, but they didn't know who he was. He talked with them and explained why the Christ had to die.
The men asked the stranger to stay and eat with them. When Jesus broke the bread, the men realized that their guest was Jesus himself. Suddenly, he disappeared out of their sight.
The two disciples ran back to Jerusalem. They told the other disciples,
"We've seen Jesus."
While they were talking, Jesus suddenly stood among them. They were all amazed and very afraid. He said,
"Peace be to you."
He showed them the nail marks in his hands and feet. They knew for certain that this man was Jesus, and they could all see that he was alive again. Jesus led his disciples to a mountain outside Jerusalem. While he was blessing them, suddenly they saw him go up into the clouds of heaven. Two angels appeared. They said to the disciples,
"This same Jesus will come back in the same way you've seen him go into heaven."
The disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They prayed and waited for 10 days.
Then God sent his Holy Spirit to them. The Holy Spirit gave them great boldness. They went out and began to tell people everywhere about Jesus. Many people believed and were baptized, and that is how the Christian church began.